Up here in the North Woods, we like our gardens and the produce they provide. Our seasons are short, so the push to put in our crops and harvest them before the weather turns is a big push. But we have help. Buzzing around all those blossoms are one of Mother Nature's most amazing creatures, the honeybee. This week, I'm talking with Les Hiltz, a Bemidji man who goes the full mile to help area beekeepers.
I've been in bee business for 24 years, and I take care of about 200 beekeepers throughout pretty much Minnesota. I go into schools and do bee demonstrations for the kids and for different organizations and stuff. And the biggest thrill I have of all of it is going into the schools and teaching the kids. That they send me notes back thanking me. And one of them was a girl, and she said, "How does a queen bee take care of her hair?" With a honeycomb. And the other one was a boy, and he said, "You know what I want to be when I grow up? A buzz driver."
Les lives on a small farm that's been in his family for three generations. His bee business grew naturally over time. He worked in the school system for 25 years as a custodial engineer.
And during the period I worked for the school system, I ended up wanting to have a hobby, and I went into beekeeping. And it was a coincidence that I went into beekeeping because our banker said it would look real nice to see squash out in the pipeline. And so I obliged him. I put in an acre of squash, and I hoed it by hand, and I never seen a bee in it. The flower would come on and drop off. And I come home on a Friday night, and I told the wife, I said, "Tomorrow I'm going to put the disc on and disc it down." And she said, "No, leave it." She said, "Maybe some of these tame bees would show up." So I went out there Saturday. There was no bees. I went out there Sunday, and it was just covered with bees. Some of these tame bees or a wild swarm came in, and I ended up with two pickup loads of squash.
A few years ago, Jamie and I decided to set up two hives. Les guided us step by step into the process. And I learned quickly that there is a lot you have to know about beekeeping.
You will never live long enough to know everything about a bee. Guaranteed. Actually, the very first experience I had with bees was ants. I had one hive that the ants got in the very first year I was on, had bees. They got in there, and at the end of the year, you could squeeze that whole hive out and you wouldn't got a cup of honey. And at that point, I had to figure out some way, and I made a stand with cups underneath that I put some oil in it. And the ants can't go through the oil and get up into the hive. So that's one experience I had.
Les is an innovator. The bees in the hives give him plenty of problems to solve. For me, I found it hard to accept that the bees could not winter and needed to be cleared out at the end of the season. Bee aside, was not easy for me.
Keep in mind that the worker bee only lives 6 to 8 weeks. That's all their lifespan is, 6 to 8 weeks. That's all they live. So keep in mind that in the fall, most of them bees that's in that box is going to die within a short period of time. When it gets cold, cools off in the fall, the queen quits laying. So you've got all these dying off, and no more coming in from the queen laying eggs in that there, so your hive is going to go down.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Les Hiltz, a beekeeper from Bemidji, Minnesota. Wild bees, of course, are everywhere in nature, but the bees we see hovering around the white stacked boxes and fields are commercial honeybees. The bees are brought to the hives in small flats called nukes.
When I first started, the very first nuke of bees that I bought was $26. Last year, they went up to $125 last year. Okay, we're heading out to my bee yard. I've got 13 hives sitting in it right now. I have two of them on the end that are swarms that I picked up this year.
Les likes the challenge of seeing if he can recapture a swarm into one of his hives. Sometimes a swarm happens when the bees get too crowded, and then they perform a very organized exit from the hive to find a new home. We've had a couple of swarms with our hives, and it's something to see.
Every once in a while, you get a bad one. You can have lots and lots of bees in there, but they don't do nothing. I think they sit and watch TV. I don't know. But I dumped them out. You take them out and dump them, and they will come to another hive. Uh-huh. And they went on to one of my big ones, and it was just a big glob of bees on the front of it. I have a one-gallon pump-up sprayer, garden sprayer, that I keep filled with cold water. And I went out there, and I soused them right down. I just washed them right down. They all walked right in.
Having a lot of extra pollinators for your squash or your gardens is a great thing. But the final payoff of having bees is the honey, that golden, amazingly sticky, beautiful food. At the end of the season, the supers are collected and the honey extracted either manually or with a spinner. Les takes me into his honey shed.
We have the best honey in the world right here. I've shipped honey to California, Florida, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, California, and everybody that gets that honey, they said it's the best tasting honey they've ever had.
Yeah.
So we do have the best around right here. There's a different colored one in there. That's goldenrod.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a darker honey, and it's a little bit stronger.
Oh.
That one there. And then I've got all my pails, the storage in here. I've got my decapping tank. I got a holding tank, and then I've got my extractor.
The Northwoods beekeeping community has grown and grown over the years. A lot of it thanks to Les's efforts. He assists over 200 beekeepers now in managing their hives. It's 100% clear that Les loves his bees. His chickens, well, the jury's still out on them.
And we're getting 4 eggs a day now.
Oh, are you?
They're just starting to pull it. But the thing is with it, I figured if I decide to heck with the chickens, a lot of my stuff can be stored in there.
Okay.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.